Archer Radio, episode 113.
You're listening to Archer Radio.
Homer, a happy little homosexual.
Sexual.
You find that though he may be intellectual, tap your little feet out, sweetheart. He's well-adjusted, I suppose. He doesn't care if the whole world knows. He goes cruising every night, wearing pants that are too damn tight.
Because he's Homer,
a happy little homosexual.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Thursday, October 27th, 2005. On today's show, we have a phone conversation with Homer, the happy little homosexual. You just heard the music called Homer, the happy little homosexual, and I was able to grab that music from a website, and I tell you the truth, I can't tell you the name of the website, but I heard it first on the Feast of Fools podcast with Fausto Furnos and Mark Felia, and they gave me the idea that we need to have Homer back on the show, because you might remember we had him on the show in July, and we haven't heard from him since. So, without further ado, why don't I get on the phone and call Homer, and let's talk with Homer. At the end of the show, I have a voicemail that I'm going to play from John Ong, who was talking about the video podcast that I did with the boyfriend about dinner and how funny he found it. So anyway, let's call Homer, and then at the end of the show, you'll hear the voicemail from John Ong.
Why, good afternoon, Archer.
Hi, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. What are you up to?
Well, you caught me just walking in the door from my exciting career.
Oh, my goodness. Would you like me to call you back?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Okay, good. So, the listeners haven't heard from you in a long time. What's up with you?
I was looking through your archives to figure out when was the last time I chatted with you, and I think the longest talk was back in July.
Oh, my gosh, that was a long time ago.
Coincidentally and enough, if that's even a word, that at that time we sat and talked about Karl Rove and George Bush.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my God, we could do that again tonight.
It was the day that George Bush started being wishy-washy about, like, you know, instead of getting rid of anybody involved in the case, he'd be like, only if they're, you know, if they're proven guilty.
Right. Now, speaking of the indictments and stuff, who do you think is going to be indicted this week?
I think both of them, Libby and Rove, are going to be indicted. And it's not going to be for telling about the reporter. It's going to be lying about it. Perjury.
Perjury, yeah.
Yeah. They, and this special prosecutor or whatever, he's a smart guy. And way back when this first started, I read a thing about him that said that more than anything else, he hates being lied to.
Oh.
And very early on, somehow he got these notes that this Libby guy had written that basically said that Dick Cheney was the one that told him who Valerie Plame was.
Right.
And he had these notes. I don't know how he got the notes, but then he went and, you know, this Libby guy testified, and then Rove testified, and they were like all like saying things like, oh, some reporter that we don't remember told us her name.
Yeah.
And, you know, he caught both of them in lies very early on. And ever since then, it's all been about tracking down the, you know, the lying.
Well, now, do you think Cheney will step down?
No, it's going to be set up. They'll take the fall for him. Cheney really is Satan. I mean, I used to think he was somewhat benign, and now it totally has come out that he was the one that pushed for this war. George Bush went along with it because George Bush is stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
And now I think even George Bush realizes that he got taken for a ride by Dick Cheney and all those neocons.
Well, then maybe Cheney should step down.
I would love it if he did, you know, because I think he's just a miserable piece of shit, basically.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, the traditional role of the vice president has been to support the president and not particularly make policy. And it's been totally switched around. It was basically Dick Cheney made policy and George Bush went along with the ride. So,
yeah.
I guess, you know, Americans got what they voted for. Fucking idiot.
That's true.
But that's my personal unbiased opinion, Archer.
Of course.
You know, I support our troops. I love God and I love our president.
Well, now, what about Harriet Myers? What do you think about her?
She's fucking hot, isn't she?
She is hot.
Does she give you a boner?
She does. I get such a woody.
She's just withdraw because she's not going to make it through the Senate hearings. You know, there's enough Republican senators that are pissed off at her now, and George Bush doesn't have the support that he used to. She's not going to make it.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, and who knows, maybe she would have been a lesser of two evils, and now we're going to get some awful, super conservative person that thinks the government should intrude into our private lives every moment.
That's true. Well, you know, she's met with like 28 different senators, and none of them have anything good to say about her.
Oh, well, Senator Hutchinson of Texas, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, only has fine things to say about her.
Well.
And I actually sent her an email to her office a couple of days ago because that particular senator was interviewed on one of the news station things, one of those news things on Sunday mornings.
Right.
And was saying things like, well, perjury, this investigation, if it's perjury, it's not a crime. Going back to the Clinton days, she was one of the ones that gave a big old speech about how since George or Bill Clinton had committed perjury, lying about whether he had sex with Monica Lewinsky, that he should be impeached, and she voted for his impeachment on that.
Well, then she doesn't have any room to talk now, then.
She's a smarmy, smarmy, smarmy person. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love politicians. I love our country. I love God. I love our president. Yes.
All right. Let's move on to a different topic. How's your love life? What?
Let me ask you a topic.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Okay. What was your most favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Well, that's funny you should ask that because I was going to ask you about Halloween a little later, but we can go into that now. When I was probably 35 or so, I created a Fred Flintstone costume from scratch. I literally got out the sewing machine and sewed a Fred Flintstone costume for myself.
Yeah.
So I think that's my most favorite costume because at the time I was dating a guy and he went as Wilma. We went as Wilma and Fred.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I have two favorite costumes. One was very similar to yours. I was a caveman, a Homo erectus, 2 years ago.
I actually remember seeing pictures of that.
Oh, my God. There is a picture of me on my weblog, I think, last year about this time. And I made this loincloth, and I wasn't wearing anything underneath it. And as the night progressed, that loincloth kept on sliding further and further down. Very popular.
Revealing the snake within.
Well, only the two of them. But and then when I was in college, this is the I guess the gross costume. I went as a used maxi pad 1 year.
Ew, that is gross. How did you do that?
Well, the little single bed had these little mattress cover things that were kind of quilted looking.
Yeah.
And so I got two of them and draped one down the front and one down the back, and I had masking tape, and I wrote Sure and Natural and made strips on the back, and then I put a red tie on.
Oh, that's nasty.
And I got in the top 10 in the costume contest. Being a girl dressed up as a piece of shit.
Sounds like fun. Now, do you have any plans for this Halloween?
Well, supposedly, my German cousin and his wife are going to be showing up tomorrow, and I'm supposed to be doing stuff with them, but they haven't. I haven't heard from them since last week, so I just don't know what they're doing. And see, they're from southern Germany, and they don't even know what Halloween is. So I've been at the party, but it's kind of a wild party. So I don't know if I'm up to taking them to a wild party with lots of shenanigans.
Now, is it a wild gay party?
It's a mixed party, but there is a preponderance of gay men and loose morals.
Oh, that sounds like could be some fun.
Well, I've had fun there the last 2 years.
Maybe you should go again.
Well, if they don't show up, I don't know if the story is. And they were supposed to fly after they visited with me. They were supposed to go to Miami to her uncle. And something tells me that Miami isn't a really place you can go to at the moment.
No.
So we'll see what happens.
Especially with FEMA not getting them any supplies.
What a big surprise.
No kidding. They didn't learn from the first time.
Or the second time.
They're so fucked up. Well, the boyfriend and I are going to go to a winery event on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he's going to dress up as a prince of some kind. I'm trying to think how he described it. It was on the podcast today. Like a Renaissance prince.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to dress up as a pirate.
Yeah.
But I got a really great idea for a costume today that I think I'm going to try.
And are you going to tell me what it is, or is it a secret?
No, I'll tell you what it is. You're just supposed to wear like your regular clothes, regular everyday clothes, but you get a shoebox lid. And you cover the shoebox lid in black paper, and you somehow attach it to your back, and you call yourself a refrigerator magnet. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of funny?
It's okay.
Oh, Homer. I thought that was great.
I think you should go as Harriet Myers.
I'm not doing drag.
Topical. Well, you don't have to even go in drag. You just put on some frumpy clothes and put on lots and lots of eye makeup.
See, I don't like makeup on my face.
Oh, I know. It's too bad you have to wear it every day when you go to school.
I don't wear makeup.
So, what else can I discuss with you?
Well, let's see. You haven't talked about your sex life.
Oh, well, if I had something to talk about, I guess I'd talk about it.
Well, you know, I don't think I've... because since the last time you were on, I've gotten more listeners.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that maybe I probably should tell them a little bit about you and how I know you.
Oh, hey, you know what? What day is today?
Today, well, we're recording this on Wednesday evening, October 26th.
I'm pretty sure that if you look on your blog archives, that I was at your house a year ago today.
Seriously?
I think so.
Well, I would open up the browser, but I don't want to fuck up the recording software, so...
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I was at your house a year ago today.
Well, that's amazing.
A year ago today was the blog jam thing in D.C., and I was staying with you.
That's right. I forgot about that. Well, now, see, the thing is about blogs, how I know you, is Homer writes a blog called homersworld.blogspot.com. Is that right?
Correct.
And he's been writing it now for, like, what, 3 years?
It's 2 years and a few months.
2 years and a few months. And I started, I don't know how I found your blog, but I started reading your blog and then started leaving comments, and then we started emailing, and then I guess it just kind of snowballed from there, and then you were coming in town for the blog jam thing and ask if you could stay. And I, of course, said, yes, come on over. So I
went up to the bar with Jimbo that night, and there you were.
That's right.
Hello to you.
That's right. And that's when you came over and said, can I come over and stay with you? And I was like, sure, come on over. So we had a good time while you were here.
I had the most excellent time ever. I especially like that fruit salad that you made us to eat.
The fruit
and the vegetable lasagna. And what was it, the pickled cabbage dishes? Oh, so tasty.
Yes, Homer is a vegetarian, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a carnivore. So we, what was I going to say? I read your blog every day. Now, I have to say I didn't read it today yet.
Oh, God.
I know. So I don't know what you posted on there today.
I talked about when I was in graduate school at Arizona State, what it was like to be gay at Arizona State at that time in the late 80s, early 90s.
Uh-huh.
And I stood up a couple of times and did, was not meek.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. And that was back at a time when Arizona has progressed immensely, believe it or not, since then. When I first moved to Arizona in 1988, the main convenience store chain in the state announced that it was going to fire homosexuals because they didn't want to spread AIDS to their clientele.
Oh, my God.
Of course, then someone pointed out that lesbians had an extremely low rate of HIV, lower than heterosexuals. And then all the lawsuits started piling in, so they changed their tune.
Good thing.
That the mayor, the governor of the state, right before I showed up, got impeached. And one of the reasons he got impeached was that he announced that he was going to have a police investigation of homosexual groups at the universities.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So on and on, it was really bad. And somehow, since then, things have gotten fairly progressive, and like our gay politicians now, we actually have a gay U.S. representative, Jim Colby.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, he's a big old cocksucker. I should know. He had sex with my roommate.
Oh my gosh!
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. But we don't know who your roommate is, so you're safe.
Yeah, I wonder. He doesn't listen to your podcast.
Well, now speaking of podcasts, since you were on the show in July. Have you started listening to any other podcasts, or you still just listen to mine?
No, yours is the only one.
That's amazing.
I've listened to the other ones, and they just don't do it for me. I mean, I just love when you and
the boyfriend
sit there and talk and chat, it's very entertaining. The other ones, I tried listening to them, but there's less of a personal connection, perhaps.
Right, because you know me.
And, yeah. I can't believe all these, controversy over the things, that develop and people screaming and fighting with each other about.
I know, it's worse than the blog world.
The blog world can get pretty nasty.
Yes, it can.
That nasty setup in Washington, New York City.
Yes.
And then there's a bunch of them that apparently were fake.
Oh, I heard about that. Fake blogs, yeah.
Yeah. But, I guess I'm not so upset about fake blogs because it's just creative writing and, you can present yourself any way you want on your web blog,
Exactly.
I'm really a 98-year-old man, with two heads, but I'm reading my blog.
Very true. But now your blog has actually become very successful. Don't you have 300 people reading it every day?
Something like that, I think. I've gotten a couple of cases. People actually send me fan mail sort of thing.
Isn't that great?
I'd prefer cash, but...
Well, now also, I noticed too, when you pose a question on your blog, just a short entry with a question, you get 30 comments on your blog about things.
Yes, I'm very good about asking people questions that people are interested in answering. For instance, I recently asked people about the birds and the bees, how they learned about the birds and the bees, because there's this big controversy, ongoing with the religious right. They don't want sex education taught in schools. It should only be taught at home. And so I asked people reading my weblog to tell me whether they had actually been taught the birds and the bees by their parents.
Right.
I'd say of the 30-some-odd people that answered, maybe five. The rest of them, some of them had, their parents had relied on the schools, and the majority of people, it just wasn't something that was talked about. And I think that's certainly the case today still.
Oh, absolutely, because I know we have sex ed at school, so You know, parents are not doing it at home.
Yeah. And, you know, if they take, well, you know, the way it's, sex education is gone is just basically this abstinence-only shit.
Right.
I'm sorry, but humans are these biological animals, and they have this natural urge.
To have sex.
Do you have natural urges or unnatural ones, Archer?
Mine are natural. I have natural urges.
Okay, good.
Are yours unnatural?
Only when I'm around you.
Homer! That's terrible.
Well, I haven't seen you in a year, so I can say that.
That's true, I guess. Well, so now, in terms of the blogs, you know, within the last year, I'd say blogs have pretty much exploded. And it seems like everyone has one, or at least they've made it so simple that everyone could have one. Have you noticed your readership going down at all? But I don't think so. I think yours is just keeps going up.
A lot of the people that start blogs don't keep doing it. And also the quality of some of the new ones aren't all that, you know, particularly interesting.
That's true.
So I do read new ones, and eventually if I like, if I discover a new weblog, I'll read it for a month or two, and then if I really like it, then it shows up on my links list.
Right.
I'm trying to think of my favorite blog that I started reading in the last year is one called What Else on my blog list, and that guy is like a gay Bridget Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just love reading his weblog.
I'll have to check that one out. Because, I since I've been doing podcasting, I've really cut back on my blog reading. I think I'm only down to like 6 or 7 blogs.
Yeah.
But, of course, yours is on the list.
Of course.
But now, you also have gotten a fan or two from the podcasting world who now read your blogs regularly.
Yes. I actually I got a postcard from Peter.
Oh, my God. I was just going to tell you, I got a postcard from Peter.
He has nice handwriting.
He does. And it sounds like he's having a great time on his vacation.
He should come to America and come fly and visit you in Washington, D.C. and me in Tucson.
I think he should, too, because you know what? It would be like culture shock, I think, for him.
I would be there to soothe his shock.
I have a feeling you would, too.
I do have a background in cultural anthropology, so.
But now remember, he's 21.
Well, I'm just twice his age.
That's a good way to look at it. I'm only twice his age. Too funny. So what else is new? Anything?
Well, you know, my archaeological career, I've actually been outside getting a site prepared for work this week, and starting next week I have an archaeology dig, and then basically I have 2 more right after that, so I have work all the way through the end of January.
Well, you're going to be busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, it's good, because it has slowed down pretty badly this summer, but now, and for every month that you're out in the field, there's like 3 months of analysis and write-up, so basically I have a year's worth of work, and then we have some other projects coming up, too, that we might get. So.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you'll be working for the next year at least.
Yes.
Now, do you meet any hot guys when you go on these digs?
Oh, there are a few hot archaeologists, but generally they're straight.
Oh.
So, although there are now, as far as I know, 3 other gay archaeologists / anthropologists in Tucson.
Oh, my. You guys could form a little group.
We could.
The gay archaeologist group.
We could.
GAG, gay archaeologist group.
No comment. Gag reflex.
You could gag each other. Oh, my. My mind's in the gutter, I guess. Well, you know, it's Wednesday, and this is about the time that I'm starting to miss the boyfriend, so.
There's a reason they call it hump day.
Exactly. I could use some humping right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, too much information. Well, have you heard from...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, have you heard from Jimbo lately?
Yeah, Jimbo and I chat 3 or 4 times a week on the phone.
Oh, cool.
And I chatted with him earlier today, and he was having some sort of tofu dish. dish for lunch, which I know you would have really liked. Tofu.
Oh, I'm sure I would enjoy it, yes.
A tofu, for me, is making extremely gassy in a bad way.
So don't eat it.
Oh my God, tofu ice cream? Soy ice cream? Nasty.
Nasty, nasty. Well, you know, I need to have Jimbo back on the show sometime, I think.
Oh, yeah. He could have. You should talk to him about the whole gay rugby thing.
Oh, yeah, he's really into that.
Yeah, just like the whole gay sports thing in general.
He's also pretty much into the gay scene in D.C. because I saw on his blog that he was writing about the high heel race on Tuesday night.
He's done that several years in a row, I believe.
Yeah. I don't really get into it, but he would certainly know what's going on, that's for sure.
But you know what? I think in some ways, though, it would be a really good photo op for you.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, it was pouring down rain on Tuesday night. I wasn't about to go downtown.
Well, yeah, but if it was like a good, clear night, just think of the fun pictures you'd be able to take.
No kidding. Did you see my pictures on the website of the guy I shot this weekend?
I did.
You did. Any comments?
Oh, I had a small comment or two, but I can't think what they would be.
I think you just said it right there. But don't you have to admit he's relatively good looking and has a nice body?
He probably appeals to many people.
But he's not your type.
Not my type, no. Yeah. I like the guys with Asian style hair.
That's me.
Oh my God!
You like guys with a little bit more meat too, don't you?
Yeah, the really skinny bony ones, they're skinny and bony.
Exactly.
I mean, I used to be skinny and bony way back when, but now I've filled out, I guess you'd call it, which is on the way of being, now I'm not fat, but I could be, I suppose.
Well, yeah, that's what happens as we get older.
If I became a gainer, I found an enabler or two to, like, feed food to me.
Yeah, but you also take off weight pretty quickly, don't you?
Yeah, if I eat salads for 2 weeks, I can lose it still.
Oh, I hate people like you.
Well, that's because you don't eat salad.
I know. I don't like salad.
Well, that's the whole point. Eat something you don't like for lunch, and yeah.
I know. Well, listen, I think we should wrap this up. Do you have any final words for the listeners?
Oh my God, if George Bush had listened to your podcast, he wouldn't be in all the frickin' trouble that he would be in today.
You think he would take our advice?
You know, I think George Bush's whole problem is he probably has, like, heavy earwax buildup. And when people have been whispering, like, things like, don't go to war in Iraq, it's a fucking stupid thing to do, he couldn't hear them.
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to tell you one more thing. Remember, you were telling me about this song called Homer, the Happy Little Homer.
Oh, my God.
Well, I played it at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to play a little bit more at the end. I know you can't hear it, but I'll be playing it for the listeners. I just have to say, I have to give credit where credit is due. I heard it on the Feast of Fools podcast, so I decided to steal it because I actually know a Homer who is a happy little homosexual. Do you remember that song?
I did. Didn't I send you the picture from the cover of that song?
You did, and I'm going to use it in the artwork for this podcast.
Oh, my God. Well, I am right. At this moment in life, I am very happy home. I was a little bit down a little while ago, but I've gotten over that, and I'm just cheerful as fucking can be.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Well, listen, thank you so much for letting me call you and chatting with you for a while. I really appreciate it.
Well, Archer, it was my pleasure.
And the listeners as well, because I know we'll get a lot of comments from you. I mean,
hi, Peter. Hi, you're so cute. Hey, and if any of your listeners are going to comment about the faggy tone of my voice, they can just go fuck themselves.
Okay. I know, because you got that comment last time.
I got emails last time. Well, I couldn't believe. People saying, I can't believe your voice sounds so gay. I'm like, well, fuck you.
Well, I think my voice is pretty gay, too. And I don't know if you saw the video that I posted on Tuesday, but oh my God, I had such gay movements. I'm like, I can't be on video anymore.
We need to go to straight charm school.
There you go.
Charm school, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to put a link on the show notes to your weblog, so you'll probably get some more hits tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll do the same for you.
Great. Okay. All right, well, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Fairy's friend. He'll stick beside you and
and the oars unto the end.
Gather in, you better hurry, you better hasten.
We're getting bigger than those masons.
Hey Archer, this is John Ong from Online Podcast. I just have to call responding to the Twisted Dinner video podcast that you put out. And it's so funny to see you react to the honey mustard. So I just have to call in and say it because I was laughing out loud. I just don't like the inches. Oh my gosh. I just have to say though, Mr. Boyfriend is, you know, oh gosh, he looks like he's a great cook and would love to taste his food someday. But anyway, just want to let you know how much I enjoy your video podcast. You know what, the weird thing is that I personally do not drink, not because of the reason that one of wisdom doesn't drink, but I just simply do not like the taste of alcohol. So if it's sweet enough, then I'd probably drink it. But, you know, looking at your meal and when you talk about wine and food, a combination of that really makes you want to try drinking, even though I know I hate it. It's just too bitter for me. So, anyway, thanks for the podcast. Love it, love it, love it, love the video podcast. I think the video podcast that you put out is just right. It's not just doing for the, you know, for the sake of doing it. It really does show a different level of the podcast that you have. I really love it. Anyway, I should stop now. Okay, thanks. Ta-ta. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.